Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Yes, you're all very welcome. Yes, have you greeted your neighbor? Say hi to your neighbor. Glory be to God. All right. Yes, it's very hot, isn't it? Yeah, we enjoyed months of rain, many months of rain. Glory be to God. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, but God is good. Regardless of the weather, God is what? God is good. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, on 25th January this year, that is around a month ago, because today is 25th. So on 25th January, Joan, our own here, had a dream. Remember, we believe that God speaks by his written word, but also by other means, amen, including dreams and visions and prophecies. So anyway, on 25th January, Joan had a dream. And in that dream, which she shared here, she was standing here getting ready to preach. Then she told the congregation that her sermon was titled P-U-S-H. And in the dream, she knew that that stood for pray until something happens. Then afterwards, she also told the congregation to open their Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, which says that pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. All right? So you can see that scripture was confirming or adding weight to what she had said the title of her sermon was going to be. All right? Pray until something happens, which is the same as pray without ceasing. Glory be to God. Okay? Pray until what? Something happens. Okay? Which is the same as pray without ceasing. Glory be to God. And that is what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. Actually, the last 3 weeks or the last 3 Sundays. Okay? God, by Joan's dream, instructed us that we should pray for whatever we need to pray. Okay? We should pray until something happens. We should pray without ceasing. Glory be to God. Amen? So, yes, we're going to continue along those lines. Glory be to God. Amen? That we should pray until something happens. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. There's some of you who are looking at me like you have nothing to pray for. All right? You have this expression of, as in, isn't there something new? We have heard that, okay, for 3 Sundays. All right? Well, there is nothing new today. Okay? What we're going to talk about is pray until something happens. Glory be to God. And this is to encourage us. Glory be to God. To encourage you. Amen? To encourage me. Glory be to God. Even pastors have things. You know, pastors are human beings. I hope you are aware. Glory be to God. Okay? Pastors, preachers, are what? Are human beings. Glory be to God. So they also have things which they what? Which they need, which they want. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17, is exactly what Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, from verse 1 to verse 8. All right? It says that, "Then he," Jesus, "spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart." Men here includes women. Glory be to God. Okay? Men and women. Is it men and women or women and men? Men and women or women and men? I'm asking you. What is the correct thing? Men and women or women and men? Huh? Is it mommy and daddy or daddy and mommy? Huh? But you should pay attention to these things. All right? Back in the day, when I was young, okay, women would stand on which side of the man? A wife would stand on the what? The left of the man. Now you pay careful attention. What you saw on TV. These things are deliberate. Okay, they are what? Deliberate. Now, you know, Now, I'm not saying that what is being changed to is sin. You understand, eh? But what I'm saying is, those who are working on changing it have evil motives. You understand? Your child saying mommy and daddy, it's not wrong. It's okay. You know, it's okay. But the people who are real pushing that it should be mommy and daddy, eh? You know, women and men. Okay, their motives are very evil. But there's nothing wrong with saying. You understand what I mean? There are so many good things in this world. Good things. But the people who are involved in establishing them, their motives are not good. You understand? Glory be to God. Anyway, think about those things. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Yeah? Now you watch your TV properly and say, well, yes, if you lived back in my day, you realize that, this wasn't what? How husband and wife used to, you know? And you know by, anyway, let me not go into that thing. And so Jesus said that men, okay, you can put in brackets, and women, always ought to pray and not lose heart. Then he said that there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Get justice for me from my adversary." And that judge would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, "Though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she weary me." Then Jesus said, "Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them?" Okay? So he's saying that God's elect, the saints, you and I, okay, God will answer our prayers when we cry out to him day and night. When we pray until something happens. When we pray without ceasing. Okay? Verse 8 says that, "I tell you that he," God, "will avenge them speedily." Glory be to God. He will avenge them speedily. What is speedily? Speedily is speedily. Okay, and it is God who will see to it what, how speedily he will be. But he says that he will answer them speedily. Glory be to God. So we always ought to pray and not lose heart. We should pray without ceasing. Remember, for us as a church, that it's God instruction right now, according to the dream Joan had. Glory be to God. Okay, she dreamt that she was going to preach a sermon entitled P-U-S-H, pray until something happens, push. Okay? Then in the same dream, she told us to open our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, which says that pray without ceasing. Glory be to God. And that's a very beautiful message. It means that God wants to do us good. Glory be to God. God wants to answer our... There are certain things God wants to give to us. And now he's saying that work with me. Glory be to God. Work with me. Pray to me for those things until something happens. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Isaiah chapter 62 from verse 6. Okay? Verse 6 to 7. This is God speaking and he says that, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. Okay? But do you know what Jerusalem means? Okay? Do you know what Salem means? Okay? It's from the word Shalom. Okay? Salam alaikum. Okay? Now, Salam alaikum is not evil. It's not evil. Alright? It's not what? That is a language. And it means peace be what? But make sure when you respond, you don't put Allah in your response. You understand? Eh? It's like saying, that is Luganda. So now there is also Arabic, Usalama, you know, whatever the pronunciation of that is. And so, Jerusalem means the city of peace. Glory be to God. The city of what? Of peace. Okay, the city of what? And so God says that, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. Okay? Then he says that, you who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent and give him no rest until he establishes and until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Glory be to God. Okay? God is saying, do not hold your peace day or night, you watchmen. Okay? Those who he has set to watch over Jerusalem. Don't hold your peace day or night. Okay? Do not keep silent. Give me no rest. Hallelujah. God is saying, don't give me rest. Until what? Until I establish Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Glory be to God. So you can see here, it is God's will to make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Glory be to God. A praise in the earth. Okay, when everyone is celebrating Jerusalem, when what is coming out of there is glorious, of course, that will happen at the coming of the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? So it is God's intention to do that. Okay? But now he says that I need my people to work with me concerning this issue. This issue that I want to do it, and I will do it. Okay? Okay? But at the same time, I need my people to work with me, those watchmen whom I have set over Jerusalem. They should not hold their peace day or night. They should not keep silent. They should not give me rest until I make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, that is the same thing. For things that the Lord wants to do for you, the thing that the Lord wants to give us, he's saying that do not hold your peace. Pray until something happens. Pray without ceasing. Okay? He says that, do not keep silent. Hallelujah. Don't keep silent. Glory be to God. Until you see those things begin to happen. Or until you see those things happen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. James chapter 5, verse 16, the second part of that verse says that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Okay? The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Glory be to God. Now, what does it mean to be fervent in prayer? What is fervent prayer? Okay? I thought the best way to define that word is by looking at that verse in the Amplified Version of the Bible. Okay? So let us see the Amplified Version of the Bible, what it says in James chapter 5, verse 16. Okay? The second part of that verse. It says that the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Okay, so fervent means heartfelt and continued. Glory be to God. Okay, remember it says that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Okay, and fervent here means earnest, it means heartfelt and continued. Glory be to God. You cannot pray earnestly for something for just one day, and then you don't see an answer to that thing, and you just move on to something else. Okay? You were not earnest. You were not fervent. Glory be to God. All right? So you can see this scripture is saying exactly what the Lord is telling us to do, to pray without ceasing. Glory be to God. Okay? To pray continually. The prayer should be continued. Glory be to God. Until something happens or until God tells you to stop. Hallelujah. And that stop should be very clear. You understand? Eh? It shouldn't be assumed. You shouldn't just say, I feel God is telling me to stop. Okay? It should be very clear. You can tell God, hey, God, I feel like you're telling me to stop. But please, confirm to me that it's you who's telling me to stop. Because the devil might be tricking you, man, to stop because he's seeing something is going to happen. Your prayers are availing much. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? The earnest, heartfelt. Hallelujah. Heartfelt. I mean, to be removed feelings. Glory be to God. It's heartfelt and it is continued. Glory be to God. This is how God wants us to pray. Okay? And remember in Isaiah 62, he has said that, do not give me rest. Hallelujah. Okay? God is like, it is not time for me to rest. Don't give me rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't give him rest. Call out to him day and night. How long in the day? That's up to you. How long in the night? That's up to you. Where? That's up to you. When in the day, when in the night? That's up to you. But all God wants you to do is to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we have an example of someone who prayed earnestly, okay, who prayed fervently in the Bible, and something happen. Of course, we have many of them, okay? But we shall just talk about one, okay? As an example. And that is Elijah. Okay, in this same portion of the Bible that we are reading, James chapter 5, verse 16 to 17. So it says that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Then verse 17 says that Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Okay? He was a man like Dr. Dennis Mujimba. Hallelujah. No difference. Great prophet of God, but he's a man. Okay? And what happened? The Bible says that he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Glory be to God. He prayed how? Earnestly. Elijah was a man like us. He prayed earnestly, and it did not rain. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, concerning that praying earnestly and it did not rain, let's look at 1 Kings chapter 17. In verse 1, it says that, and Elijah the Tishbite, or the inhabitants of Gilead, say to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. Okay? And that's exactly what happened. Now, the reason why I'm reading this, okay, this is the first time, okay? 1 Kings 17:1 is the first time in the Bible that Elijah is mentioned. Okay? Now, James told us that he prayed earnestly, and he didn't rain. But here, we just see him appearing before Ahab and saying that, as the Lord God of Israel lives before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. Okay? Here, it seems like he just said the word, speak the word, and it happened. All right? But James tells us, all right? By the way, James is Jacob. I hope you're aware. Yes, I've told you that before. I don't know why the English, okay, decided to what? To not to use Jacob. Okay? And they used James. I don't know why. But I know there was, I think, a king who they wanted to honor. Okay? King James, you know? And then they what? And so I just don't click. That's why in your Luganda, if you have a Luganda Bible here, okay, that they say Yakobo, James. Glory be to Jacob. Yakobo, not James. So why they did that, it's a mystery. In my opinion, it wasn't good. In my opinion. But maybe it doesn't matter to God. You understand? I think they matter. But maybe it matters. You know? Yeah, but I think personally, if I was translating the Bible, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't what? Like instead of where there's what? Whatever you put another, yet you really know this is not the translation of a name in your language. Yeah, I think those things have to be very well. You might end up in hell. Glory be to God. And so, here, it looks like Elijah just spoke the word. No rain. Okay? And then he went and there was no rain. Okay? But James says that, Jacob tells us, that he actually prayed earnestly. Glory be to God. He prayed how? Earnestly. And now, did he pray earnestly before he appeared to Ahab? Or he prayed after he spoke the word? Then he went back and prayed earnestly. What do you think? What do you think? Before? Before and after? After? But if you pray after, that's a big risk, man. Because you're going to whatever yourself has as a false what? If God doesn't, whatever your get the naga maman, those were yours. I didn't tell you to drought on my people. So what do you think? Anyway, you know, before and after. Yeah. He continued to pray. Yeah. Okay. So he prayed how? Earnestly. And he did not rain. Remember, he was a man like us. Glory be to God. Now, even us, for something, we're going to have to pray earnestly. Okay? And remember, earnestly means heartfelt and continued. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, James chapter 5, verse 18, says that, and he, Elijah, prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Okay? He prayed again. Okay? And I'm very sure that was also earnestly. Glory be to God. Now, this praying again, when you look at it in 1 Kings 18, okay? Praying again and the rain will come in. When you look at it in 1 Kings 18, it seems to answer our question, whether he prayed before or after. Okay? Let us see what 1 Kings 18, verse 1 says. 1 Kings 18, 1 says that, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth. I will do what? Now God gives his word. I will send rain on the earth. All right? Now what do we see? Remember, this is God's word. Promise. Okay? Now, let's see what happens thereafter. In verse 42, from verse 42 of the same chapter, 1 Kings 18. Okay? Verse 42 says that, it says that Ahab went up to eat and drink, and then Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. So he was praying for the rain. He had declared the word of the Lord. Now he's praying. Then he said that, so he went up, the servant went up and looked and said, there is nothing. Nothing. God's word, man, nothing. Then he says, and seven times he said, go again. Okay? Meanwhile, his head is between his knees. So he's praying. Isn't it? Remember, James said he prayed. So these are not my words. James said he prayed. So, you know, he was in. And man, by the time you put your head between your knees, that is heartfelt. That is fervent. Glory be to God. You understand? Engage into like chikusu seko. What's that in English? And when the situation is big, it's what? Overwhelming. Like serious. Okay? So I don't know how he did it. This Elijah guy must have had a gym. Anyway, you can do it, I guess, when you sit down, isn't it? Depending on how big your stomach is. Okay? Now that people are going to say that, Pastor, today he came for me. He saw me walking there, then what? Like one time I talked about children, like not of giving them ice cream. All right? Then after the service, someone came to me and said that, Pastor, you on my case. Yeah? My daughter, it is just her body. That's how her body is. Can you imagine? But a person, in fact, I think that individual told the person they were seated next to that, Pastor is on my case. Because my daughter is, wow. Say, man, Pastor, it is just, you know, her birthday is, you know, glory, any now. Yeah, any depending on what? Yeah, how big your stomach you can, what? Yeah. But the point is, he prayed earnestly and he trained. And so, it says that, and what happened? And 7 times he said, go again. 7 times. Glory be to God. But now this praying, as we have seen, he's doing it after he has declared the word of the Lord. God told him, rain is coming. God tell Ahab. So he tells Ahab, run, rain is coming. Okay? Then for him, he goes. And as we used to say in school, he goes and he puts in hours. Okay? For the rain to work. So don't you think that could have been the same when he said there will be no rain? You understand? It's possible. Because there's some things, man, that you shouldn't just what? You just declare when you haven't gotten a word from the Lord. You understand? Like you go to the president and say, there, you know, this is going to happen, you know, eh? You had better say it when it is a word, when God has told you. Because if it doesn't, man, you might cause the whole Chiwempe movement to be banned in the country. You told the president this, the guy began to prepare the country for what? Then, nothing. Glory be to God. Now, one of the things this is supposed to let us know, remember, like especially if we use this latter part of God says, rain is coming. Then we see Elijah going and he prays. Okay? One of the things we see here is that there are even several promises God gives unto us. All right? And for them to come to pass, God will still expect us to pray until something happens. You understand? Eh? Here you see the live example. Okay? God tells Elijah, God tell Ahab, rain is coming. All right? Then we see Elijah now going to pray. James said Elijah prayed again after receiving the word of the Lord. And after declaring it, he went and prayed. Hallelujah. All right? So, yeah, so there are some times when you might just need to only give thanks. Okay, but at times, and you had better walk with the Lord to know what to do when, but at times when God will expect you to pray, chinchisabile, glory be to God. You see this bit? God, this wasn't a human being. God told Elijah, rain is coming. All right? Then James tells us that Elijah prayed again that there might be rain, and the rain came. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, this is what God wants us to do. Okay? Individually and also as a church. Glory be to God. Those promises God has given you. All right? Pray. He's telling us to pray. Fervently. Heartfelt. Glory be to God. Okay? You should want that promise that God has given you. You should want it. This is not right, but you'll understand what I'm saying. You should want it as much as God wants it. You understand? Eh? Basically, what I'm saying is that you should want it badly. Glory be to God. Because if you don't want it badly, then you cannot pray fervently. Because fervently implies heartfelt. Glory be to God. Yes, I remember there's a lady who told me a dream. I think it's a this lady had gotten a promise from God. Then one day, someone, a friend of hers, dreamt, okay? And God was saying that that thing that I promised you, something like, I want it more than you want. You understand? And that is, yes, and I think, if I remember right, the story, that helped this lady to realize that a chinchinochi is serious. Mukamane akwalachi. God also wants it. As in Syria, real bad. Glory be to God. But if you take the promises God has given you lightly, then you cannot pray fervently. You cannot pray honestly. You cannot pray without ceasing. Glory be to God. Amen? And I think, well, this is not God. But Elijah, you see now, you've told Ahab, rain is coming. You had better make sure it comes. Glory be to God. Now, a thing like that, man, it will cause you to pray. As in, God, don't let me down, man. For me, I really believe I heard you. I really believe, God, I heard you. Please, don't make me look a fool. In fact, if man rendering come, this guy is going to kill me. Remember that guy and the wife, Jezebel, that killed, you know, people, you know, glory be to God. Amen? By the way, is Jezebel a bad name? Is Jezebel a bad name? What do you think? Okay, can you name your child Jezebel? I also can't name my child. I can't. All right? But there's a name which, but maybe I shouldn't say this because I'll mess up people. Yeah. There's a name which what? Which parents have given their what? Their kids, which is essentially the same as Jezebel. You know, like Asalaam Aleku, Eminem Bejibeku Mwe, should I tell you? Maybe I'll mess you up. But just know, anyway, Jezebel is not a good name. But since now it has negative whatever in the Bible, don't give it to a child. If you find out that its meaning is good and you want it, yeah, then we give it in another one, in another language. Okay, like what many parents do. But I don't think they know that that name is actually the same as what? Jezebel. Because if they knew, they wouldn't. What? Glory be to God. I think one time I told Rachel about it, isn't it? Ah, good. She forgot. Very good. Hallelujah. Amen? But anyway, these guys were killing people. We're killing what? People. Please, we'll come back to us. Leave Jezebel alone. She died, by the way. She's not around anymore. All right, so, yeah. Okay. Yes, man. Yeah. Anyway, but what I'm saying is, okay, is what John has been saying the last 3 weeks, is what I'm saying now. We should pray until something happens. And we should pray fervently. Maybe that's what God wants to add to this thing. Pray fervently. Okay? And that means it should be heartfelt. And some of those things, for them to be heartfelt, you should have God's perspective on them. How does God see this thing? Is it a big thing to him? You know, Hallelujah. Okay, like that lady I told you, according to her, you know, according to a dream, God said that, man, that thing that I promised you, I want it, you know, like real bad, in quotes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes the way God expresses the things that he wants real bad, more than you do, is when he he's also, this is interesting, it has just come to what? My mind. It is when he's also earnest about them, okay? As in he continues to speak about them. You know, just like earnest prayer, you know? It entails continuing. Okay, so when God continues to talk about a matter, it means a big what? It's a big matter to him. It's earnest. It's heartfelt. It is on his heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, one of the assignments maybe you're going to have today, you're going to get today, is to go take time and see, recognize how God wants what he promised you. Okay? To the extent that you recognize how much he wants that thing, it is to the same extent that you will pray. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen. It is to the same extent that you will pray earnestly. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And remember, earnest or being fervent entails continuosity. Does that word exist? But that's what, that's how words come into being. Words just what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Pray without ceasing. Okay? But even me, I'm speaking to myself. Because the times, the days when, you know, when you want to just think about something else. Hallelujah. Life to move on. Glory be to God. Amen? But then you realize God won't go of that issue. Because it is on his heart. Glory be to God. Because it is on his what? On his heart. And because it was in his heart, he talks about it continually. He's earnest about it. Glory be to God. He's fervent. Okay? I don't know whether I'm speaking correct English. Hallelujah. Okay? Visitors, you're here also. Yeah. Yeah. Go back also. Since you are here, you have heard what God is speaking to us. Also, you go and what? Concerning the things that what? God has promised you. Oh, not even promise, things that you want from him. Okay? Things that you want from him. Okay? For us here, God told us, okay, by a dream which you've had, he said that push. Pray until something happens. Pray without ceasing. Glory be to God. Okay? Don't stop until he tells you to stop. Hallelujah. Elijah here only stopped when the servant came and told him that what? I see a cloud, okay, like a hand of a man, you know? Okay? He said that then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, the servant said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain. Until that cloud appeared, Elijah wasn't what? Wasn't stopping. Okay, something happened and caused him to stop. Because he said, now, this is now, sure deal. Now it is coming. Glory be to God. All right? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? There are promises that God has given. By the way, it is interesting that that dream comes to us in January 2024, okay, to us, okay, when we have a short time to 2025. Very interesting. Eh? There's certain things when you have to look at things and read between the lines. So you see, God is not only telling us individuals, but he's also telling us as a church that concerning the promises you have, all the promise that you have, pray Pray. I gave you my word. I confirmed it several times. Okay, God confirmed that word, I think, like 5 times. Okay? He's like, you know, Now he's saying, pray until something happens. Remember in 30th August, 2021, just after we celebrated our 7th anniversary, church anniversary, then that night I get a dream. And in the dream I find a sister of mine, okay, and she's praying. Yes, and I remember, yes, if you go back and look at that word, she was praying seriously. So I found her praying, seriously. Now I know it was earnestly. Okay? Then I asked her, what are you praying about? Then she tells me, I am praying for you, okay, that the next phase, which you have begun, will be shorter than the first one. So remember, yes, she was praying earnestly, I'm praying for you, okay, that this phase that you have begun, okay, the phase of ministry will be shorter. Remember, that one was 7, okay, from 2014 to 2021, those are 7 years. And now she was praying that the next phase will be shorter. In fact, she says much shorter. Glory be to God. And when we did the math, you remember, it came to 2025, the year God had talked about earlier. And she was praying earnestly, unkusabila. Okay? Now, in 2024, God comes to us and tells us that pray until something happens. Glory be to God. Pray earnestly. Glory be to God. Okay, so we should not only pray for our individual needs, our individual promises, but also the promises God has given to us as a church, as a body. We have to pray until something happens. Pray without ceasing. And let it be heartfelt. Let it be what? Heartfelt. Okay? Remember, you all know it was talking about people coming to join this church in a multitude, big wave, all right? And yes, you see, when you think about it, if you know what's happening in this city, it's a big thing to God, okay? It's a big thing to God because the cult of Grace Urubega, Fanero, Elvis, and other guys, they are taking people. So that praying earnestly involves praying for people to get out of those places. You understand? You see, these things are very serious. when was it? Friday, the night that leads into Saturday, I failed to sleep. So I woke up at around 2. Okay? Then I was in bed praying, thinking that I'll go back to sleep. Man, I failed. So at around, when it was coming to 3, I got up. I realized that, let me get out of bed and just go and pray, And so I didn't sleep until last night. I went to bed at around 9, okay, to sleep like for 2 hours. So that I wake up at 11 to catch an Arsenal game. Okay? But I knew that as I'm watching the game, I'll be praying in tongues for today, But what I'm saying is, that night when I fell to sleep, I go, I get out of bed, I check my phone, and I found messages from a friend of mine, some guy. And he has just received messages, audio messages, on a certain group, on which he is, from a lady, a mother. And this mother was in tears. She was crying, screaming. Okay? And in the background, there's a young child who's screaming on top of her voice. Then the mother said that this is my daughter who's screaming.
Okay? Then she's there praying that, Father, forgive me for neglecting my daughter. Oh, well, anyway, then she narrates the story, what happened and what is happening. Okay? What happened was, and this is just a few days ago, because that audio was like current. It had just happened. Okay, so, yes, so this, so she said that the daughter or her children go to a certain school, an international Christian school. Okay? And the SCE schools, you know? So, so the teachers told her that, you know, the kids are going for a certain conference. It is called a rite of passage, a rite of something, and it is by what? Ofanero. Okay? Then this lady said that, no, my daughter is not going. Then they convince her, please let her come, about what they're going to pray for her, you know. Then somehow pressure, she gives in. She lets the child go. Okay? She lets the child go. Now, at around 7 or 8, the child is not back home. So she calls the parents and the teachers who convinced her to take what? The child, you know, calls them to find out, to ask them, where's my child? Where's my girl? Hey! No, they're not picking. They're not picking their phones. She's like, so I think she drove, went to the place. Okay, then she reached, I think, the gate. Then she asked there's someone who she knew. She asked her that, where's so and so? Then the person said, she's inside. But the way the guy answered, she knew man. And so she enters the hall, man. Mama, no ya mwana we. Her girl, I think she's 13 years, which she said on the audio. I have it, I can send it to you. So, man, when she got there, she said what she saw. She saw her daughter was on the ground screaming, what, you know. Like, she saw, man, she just saw devils, man. Devils had entered what? Her child. Remember, the Lubegas came over now. It's a what? Rite of passage. You know, those things. Put there her kid. Okay? And now why she... So then she realized why she was calling these guys and they were not picking their calls, asking them, where's my child? That's why they were not picking, because they knew what was happening. Man, she said she got her child, then say trying to put her in the car. She said, man, she had energy. She said, my daughter is 13 years, but the energy she had. Okay? So now she was recording when the daughter was screaming, you know, eh? Anyway, to cut a long story short, anyway, so I got her, I told this friend, anyway, because this friend wanted me to get on board and help her get Wandera, you know, all those things, which I did. But I was wanted to know which school this is. Because the lady was like, in fact, these Christian schools. Can't you remember? You understand? How can you know? These Christian schools, what? I've already thought what they are and other things. Okay? But the lady is saved. But anyway, I got her number. I called her. I was like, now I've organized, I've sent you this number, call this number. This person is waiting for your call, you know. In fact, I've said on this time, this day, they are waiting for you, you know. She said, oh, thank you so much. Because what is happening here, the situation I'm in, I'm like, yeah, you'll be helped, it's okay. Then we began talking, and I asked her, now, what is that school? Then she told me, the school. I was like, I know that school and I know that guy. One day I sat with that guy for like 5 hours. I go that chap, he's a pastor, but began in school, you know. I go that guy, it was miraculous how I got to him. I'd been praying for him, okay, because he used to be my acquaintance, and I'd been praying because I heard that he's tight with Rubega. So I'd be, I was like, God, give me an opportunity to meet this guy and talk to him. Okay? So one time, when we were still building our house, I'm coming from Unsasa, okay? I'm in my car. Then I see, then there's a boda in front of me. And it had rained, and the road was bad. So I see this boda struggling with a passenger. Okay, struggle. Then I see the back view of the, I was like, want to see a guy. Been praying earnestly. Then the boda even fell. Shoo. And I was like, good. So I drove, I got to him. I was like, jangu, what, eh? Then he gets into the car, he tells me, man, what? Then I'm like, what do I get into? Then he tells me, what's going on? Let's go and I buy you what? Coffee, what? At Oak. Those days I used to have money. Okay? Anyone I would meet, man. And so I sat with the guy as he waited forever. We sat like for 5 hours. 5 hours. I told him everything I know about Lubega. Obviously, I told him, man, you know, yeah. Then the guy said, Mose, Omenyo Mutima, you've broken my heart. Because this guy is my very good friend. I told him, I'm telling you the truth. I've given you evidence. So I even gave him a lift back, you know, the bad road. We took him to his, place. Then the wife was there, say, Mose has told me stuff. Then I was like, now, when these things enter in women, wives, yeah. I was like, man, let him say things after I've left. And but I told the guy, years ago, we're talking about 2020, okay? Now, Friday, okay, his school, it is a home school, but, you know, those things, eh? So, and the forum on which this lady shared those things was that homeschoolers thing, you know, eh? Those days, you know. So, now you say this guy now is getting people's kids, okay, to get demons in them, because the guy refused to leave. So when I was like, I told this man, I know that guy, the headmaster of that school, you know, I told him, that Lubega is a witch, Lubega, you know. And the guy say, yeah, what you're saying is true because, okay. Then it so happened that that guy is a brother of this friend of mine who had sent me this thing. So I wrote to the guy, to the brother. I was like, by the way, I know which school it is and the headmaster. Then he said, which school is it? Then I told him, then he said, is it Harvest Academy? Is it what? Then I told him, anyway, then he called me real quick. Then I told him, it's your brother's school. He said, Kati Moses, you're the right guy to talk. I was like, great, he's your brother. Why don't you? He's like, but you see, you had begun something years ago. Continue from there. But the point I'm trying to make is, man, these cults, they're taking people. You know, and for some people, man, they can reach that whatever of the place of no return. You understand? Okay, that is one of the reasons why God is saying pray until the thing happens, because God knows that in those multitudes that are supposed to come here, okay, there will be those that are coming from those places, being delivered, being set free. Glory be to God. And some others, they're not there, but by the mere fact that they'll be here, it means that they won't go there. You understand? So when you think about it, okay, God is really, it's about deliverance. It's about setting captives free. Glory be to God. Amen? So man, as in, okay? So now, by the way, that's a warning to you, Okay, especially parents, just hearing that there's a Christian something, okay, for children, then you whatever, your children. Just because Murina sent, Murina Mafuta, like a Gokono, now you just send your kids because it's Christian. No, that stupid Christian school. I know it, but it's called Spirit and Word. Okay? The pastor is called Jackson something. We used to call him Jackson. Okay? You understand? A Christian school, you just run a Christian school. You haven't found out what the headmaster is up to. Where does he go to church? Christian school. I don't know why, but locally. Anyway, maybe it's because I've been around for quite some time. Okay? This word, Christian, doesn't make me make decisions about anything. Like Christian music. You understand? Just you say Christian music. Then you say, because there's a label Christian. Then you... Like the label church. Say church. Then I will just kubama into the church. You don't know what you're getting into. Hallelujah. I warn you, don't just go by labels. Gospel. Church, the work of the Lord. You know, I'm going for a mission about where. Please, stand with me. My budget is here. But the person you're giving the money to preach the gospel, ask God, what are they going to preach? Because they might be going to preach stupid messages to people. Once saved, always saved. And you put in your money. Because we are God, winning souls, so man, you put money. Later you realize that the fool you gave money, man, engineer man, it is leading chaps to hell. Telling them once saved, always saved. There's nothing like sin. Do you understand? So don't be fooled by those things of the work of the Lord, the ministry of the Lord. Please stand with me, support me. You know, Na from Isaiah, ka album, kange, ka album, musabire, uka gospel. Come, what? I'm launching that stupidity. Well, not all of it is what? Stupid, but when you listen to some of these songs, you just realize they are stupid. There is no anointing on them. Even you see how the lyrics were written, there was no art to it. It was just like nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I've just remembered my mom, forced me, forced it in quotes, to buy a certain, a flash of what? Their choirs, St. John something. Our choir, we recorded now, Then there's even a calendar. Then I say, but what am I going to add that meeting? Okay. Then like a week ago, she calls me. She said, by the way, I got your flash disk and your calendar. They are here. The church is telling me it needs its money. Then I was like, but when did I ever say that I need it? But maybe I told her at the time that I'm going to buy it. But for me, I didn't. I was like, no. I was like, why don't you just give them back to them? And just tell them, the person who, say now it on Swaza, you're going to embarrass me. It is just that line that made me, because now I went under. But as I was, and I looked at the calendar, and her pic is there with the reverend, with the word. She's even in the choir, Bamba de Red. I said, my mom, I was like, yeah, this is years to come. My mother served the Lord. What? Mujimba's mom was dad was a canon. Okay? He died, and your mom later had a dream, and he was in heaven, and he was dressed as a canon of Church of Uganda. Interesting, Hey, it's good to know that man, your parent, went to heaven, Hallelujah. Yeah, but what was I saying? Yeah, those things. Crazy words. Christian, the work of the Lord, please support me. No. You hear just a Christian school. At my child to be in a Christian school, then you just take your child there. It is in the Funa Bana Iwalubega. You understand? Please don't do that. At least your child, some of these children are better off in these normal schools of ours. You understand? Just how I know. But do you understand why God is so, why it is on his heart for this church to grow? You understand? Because people are being killed. People are being killed spiritually. People are dying. People are being misled. Demons are entering young children. By the way, I can play for you that audio and I you hear how the child is screaming, man. She said, that wasn't delivery. My child has been well, never had it is these guys, you know. But again, they organize those things because those are initiation, what? Do you understand? Kajmumuri, our conference, our youth, what? You just send kids there. Glory be to God. Huh? The same thing of what? Anyway, let me leave you alone. Because now I was going to go for your families. Your brother has something at their home, their birthday, what? So bring the cousins, bring the what? And you just, man. Remember that thing, their kids who took drugs. Was it in Kira? Like a few years ago, a birthday, upate. You didn't read it. Momu soma biche. Oba mubela wa. Man, kids ate drugs, man. Because the drugs had been put in what? In cakes. So people say that it seems like this head of the man who organized that one was taking those drugs. Okay? Using, basically, they'll put them for him in a cake. So it looks like this time the supplier confused the orders. You understand? Then the one which had drugs now was served to the children. And the whole lot, man. Kids over, they were throwing up. Some were passed out. You didn't read that thing. But that one is even mild. Considering now demons, man. Considering what? There's someone who told me, by the way, that be careful when you give your daughters or your young kids to be bridesmaids, bridesmaids, groomsmen. Is it you who told me? There's something who told me, be careful. You just hand over your kids in the morning, but that you don't know what happens somewhere about some room as they dress what? That at times they bring like a singer what, you know? And those singers usually are supernatural. Then they whatever, all of the people in the room with your daughter in there, man. In fact, that is one of the dreams of mothers, isn't it? Your daughter to be called a what? A flower girl. That is one of, man, women, mothers. Mothers have dreams, man. Aspirations. So when there's a sister wedding, man, you're like, for me, I'll buy the dress. You be there, man. Tokiza Esther just was sending Genda, I'm going. They enter a room. If there's some room, you won't be allowed to enter. Just get your kid out. Hallelujah. But from again now, that is family. Because, man, my sister, she's with my sister. She's with my sister. First of all, you know that your sister is a thug. You understand? You know it. But because she's my sister, there's a way in which that thing of my sister, my brother, there's a way in which it overveils, Because no, I've whatever had to my sister, she's with my. But you know what you say? You do the thing she's watching at your sister's place. You understand? Ah, you go wound too. You know,
Watuwarwe mizimu ejimu ingira from TV. And the sister, she's safe at my sister's. And true, they hand over your kid. Unga she's safe in the evening. They bring her back. Unga she's what? Hey, Nayenga, what she has inside. My sister, my brother, what? For me, I tell people, I would rather hand over, let my kids even stay for a month at the Mujimba's place. Mujimba is not my brother. But there I know. Eh? Than some of my what? Yeah. Glory be. Hallelujah. I don't know whether my wife has the same what? Who thinks like me. I've said I don't know. Yeah. But be careful. Eh? The devil will just, you know, eh? Before you know it, your child is growing up with some. But it's your sister who has, you know, yes. Glory be to God. But we're talking about praying until something happens. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, mothers are angry with me. Now that those who are saying that, Pastor Moses, again, it's because of me that he has said that. Their time, he talked about ice cream because my child looks like how. Now, why? Then he talked about big stomachs. Because now he has talked about... You see, being a preacher is not an easy word. Glory be to God. But then you pray until something happens. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.